We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And yes, my co-host is here today, John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Welcome.
I was just going to stay real quiet just to make you think I wasn't there. You're talking to yourself again. Hey, so it's so awesome to be back. I'm so excited.
There's going to be a lot of people jumping for joy going, oh, no. I'm going to hear Ross all the time now.
I thought about listening to a show or two that you did without me, but I said, nah, better not.
Afraid it'd be better?
Probably, yeah.
They weren't.
Well, I am happy to be back, and I want to be on every show from now on.
Good. I think that's a great thing to strive for.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been good. I got my first, I did a hangout on air with Chef Dennis Littley. I got to catch him up, everyone, here. You know, he hasn't been around for a while.
Nice.
They've benefited from it. But what I did is I interviewed him about Google Plus and how he's managed to leverage it and a lot of great things. He was a fantastic guest. And then I took that and stripped it into audio and put it on the podcast.
Very cool. I might actually listen to that one. It sounds like somebody intelligent on that one.
He is. Yes. He made up for me. It was good. And I'm
very
doing
cool.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new about Google Plus?
I've learned mountains from that man. Him and Laurie Lazier from the interior decorating community. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Interior design community, I should say.
Yeah, I heard you went to Vegas without me. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, it's about time I went somewhere.
That's true, too.
It's been good. In terms of Google Plus, I'm just really just sinking my teeth into it and try to jump in head first with the very pathetic amount of time I have to work on it. But I'm trying.
Cool. Did you give up Facebook?
I'm barely on it, that's for sure. Whenever I want to post something that my friends will want to see, I'm on there. So, and yeah, that's about it.
Cool. I love our Google Plus community. I tried to stay on there as much as I could during the break, but it's still rocking and rolling. It really is.
You're doing a great job. I'm woefully inadequate at being there, but I'm trying. I just wish there was another person that could do all the other work, and I could get more time to do it. Oh well.
There needs to be two of you. I understand.
Yes, as scary as that is. So one of the things I touched on recently in a show is about the My Blog Guest penalty from Google.
And then handing
that down. And that's something you and I have been talking a little bit about, and that would be a great part for the show. So what are your thoughts on all that? Why don't you introduce it to people again in case they missed the last show?
So Google penalized the what they're calling the guest blogging network of myguestblog.com. And my guest blog, something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Okay. Sorry.
My blog guest. So that site was started like 3 or 4 years ago by, it was co-founded by Ann Smarty, who you may recognize. She's done a lot of writing in the industry. She used to write for Search Engine Journal a lot. She put out some great, great content. She's done a lot for the industry. I really respect her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with my blog guest was that what happens is you can sign up for free, you go in, and it connects people who write articles to people who publish articles. And if you publish your articles inside her system, you say, here's an article, and then publishers can come say, hey, I want to use this article. And there's no cash exchanged between the author or the publisher. And Anne is very, very specific that they're not allowed to do paid blogging, so you're not allowed to pay the bloggers. But what she does is she requires she asks for a subscription fee to be in the network or a community, and Google took offense to that. So basically, they basically said that she was that site, that community was facilitating link buys, because there was money exchanged, even though the money wasn't exchanged between the author and the publisher, there was money involved, and they considered it against their terms of service, and basically not only banned my blog guest, but now it's looking like a lot of the participants of the network or community, as Anne will call it, are also finding that they're getting notifications inside of Webmaster Tools that there's some kind of manual penalty that's been applied, or they have bad link notifications. Something's happening there where they're starting to feel repercussions of this as well. Does that cover it? Did I miss anything, Ross?
Yeah, very well done. Very well done. Yeah, and at the time, but at the last show, when I was mentioning it, she wasn't so sure if it was going to happen to the publishers, but it was pretty obvious it would. And now it's confirmed. It's starting to do the smackdown. Google's going for everyone, going for blood.
Now, when we first started talking about this, Ross, you seemed kind of surprised at my reaction, because I have to say, I am firmly on Google's side on this one. I respect Anne. I respect her, what she's done for the industry, quite a bit, but I think that Google did the right thing in this case.
I guess what it was, I didn't know, first of all, I didn't know some of the things that you've since informed me about, because although I had signed up when it first came out, I've never actually used it, so I really didn't get into understanding how it worked. But in the spirit of it, I liked the idea that it was a way for people to connect and find people who are like knowledge and would want to have a guest post. It's a good way for people to network and guest post, because there is a real value to guest posting if it's done right. Google doesn't even talk about the value of the quality. All they're talking about is, oh my God, there's a link, let's destroy them. And that always pisses me off. But so in a sense, without having all the info, I was a little bit perturbed that they would start with my blog guest. But I guess Google also knows what's going to get the most attention.
Yeah, I guarantee this was she kind of was a victim of her own success, because they wanted to make a statement, and this was a great way to make a statement, because it's a very popular site and service. And here's my problem with what Ann did. And a lot of this came out for me particularly. I didn't know a lot of this until after this happened, and a lot of people started some people, a good portion of the community really came to Ann's defense, and there were people that were like, no, this was the right move. And Ann's responses really kind of opened my eyes to how she was positioning her community. And basically, she positions it as, we're here to help authors and bloggers get exposure through publication, you know, and help publishers find and fill holes when they need. And that's what she says. And I totally believe that's her goal. But she also says that she does not like Google. She can live without Google, and she doesn't, basically, I think the quote was, she doesn't give a damn about Google, right?
Yeah.
And that's fair. And there's a lot of people that believe that, a lot of people that have that opinion, right? But she also says in her community that she requires that if anybody publishes an article out of this network, she requires that it do follow links. And to the point where there have been publishers that have worked with her for a long time that have published hundreds of articles that started adding no follows. And she asked them to take the no-follows off. They said, no, this is our policy. We can't do this. We're trying to protect ourselves and the authors. And she banned them from the community. So she was very, 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 what's the word I'm looking for, adamant about links have to be followed. And if she didn't care about Google as much as she says she doesn't care about Google, why would she care about that, is my question, right?
Good for the bottom line.
Because it's good for the bottom line, exactly. It's good because she's making money, because she knows people won't use her service as much if they can't use it for link-building purposes, which is why I think Google was right to basically, as somebody I heard say, follow the money. And since neither the bloggers or the publishers are really exchanging money to do this directly, her service was the one that was facilitating the cash flow, basically. So that's why I think that, you know, they were right on doing this.
Yeah, really. And except, of course, now they're going for the publishers too, anyone who's benefited from it. And, you know, it's Google's prerogative. I think that what Ann originally conceptualized this to do was a great idea, and I still think that she should stick around. Obviously, she should no follow links now.
I think there was an easy way for her to solve this. When this first came out, if she would have responded differently, if she wouldn't have got it, if she wouldn't have, like, you know, rounded the horses, you know, circled the wagons and said, no, we're right, we're sticking to our guns. If she would have said, okay, I understand. If she would have built into her system the ability, A, to let people no-follow the links if they want to, and B, to identify which sites are no-following and which sites are not. Right, in the system, so the authors could protect themselves if they wanted to by only letting publishers publish that nofollow. And if there was a lot more transparency, she probably would have, if she would have done that ahead of time, she probably wouldn't be in this mess now. If she would have responded that way after this happened, she probably could have recovered a lot easier than she's gonna have to now.
Well, Ann's, if there's one thing we've learned over the years, she's a bright lady, so I'm sure she knew what was coming.
She's very smart.
Yeah, I mean, she knew it was coming, and now she just has to suffer the consequences, at least her business does. And it's sad, in a way, but it's because Google's manufactured this whole issue.
Yeah, and it's, it is. It's interesting, too, because I don't know. I know that Ann now works for Internet Marketing Ninjas up in northern New York. I don't know how they play into this, if they do at all. It might be completely separate from them, but it would be interesting to know that. I don't know if they have anything involved in this or not, if they have a stake in this at all.
Well, let's think on that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about my blog guest, and we'll see what else we can talk about there. And we've got some other news as well. Thank you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft?
Because we believe in people and their dreams.
We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive.
We listen. We care.
We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate. and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce,
we help small businesses like yours succeed.
Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So, the news of the day is the My Blog Guest. My Blog Guest, yeah, I can't speak either. It's like a Friday for me. So, Internet Marketing Ninjas, obviously, being that they've I would imagine Ann Smarty, when she came to them, came with that property.
Right.
Because I know they've been snapping them up right, left, and center.
Right.
Then again, they're all smart people over there, so... none of this has got to be a surprise.
Absolutely. I mean, Chris Boggs is brilliant. He's over there now.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yep. Chris Boggs is there. There's a bunch of really
a
smart
long list.
Tamar is over there now. Tamar Weinberg.
Really?
So there's,
oh, my yep. God. I'm behind. Wow.
Yeah. It's a great group of people in Internet Marketing Ninjas, including Ann. So they will figure, if she has a good support system behind her, they'll figure a way to get out of this, whether they're part of it or not.
Yeah, well, even being the place to network blog or guest bloggers is going to be helpful. I mean, I really think there's a value there. Sure, maybe they'll be able to charge less or whatever. It's still going to be a moneymaker.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's interesting. If you haven't read it, I posted on our Google Plus community a few links, one for Search Engine Watch's coverage of this whole thing. Ann actually did a response to this whole thing on her blog, SEOSmarty.com. I linked to that. But I also linked to a post that apparently started this whole thing. There's a company called Venture Break that really used the service quite a bit. And this is what I talked about earlier, they had decided to add no follows to the links and they got banned from the network. Give that post a read, because that kind of opened my eyes to the inside workings of, my blog guest and why I thought Google was really, spot on their activities and related to this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and the one thing that I was mentioning before that really gets on my nerves is that Google is...
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Save Vesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4-6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
They're essentially penalizing everyone else for a flaw in their own system.
Is it? I mean,
yeah, it's a flaw. They can't figure. They're all about, oh, we're so smart. We got the great ass algorithms. I'm kind of having fun here, just so you know. But I mean, really, right. I know it's not this way. But the fact of the matter is, they do have more PhDs than any other bloody country or country probably country yeah too, but company yeah. on Earth and. And I'm sure, you know, I can't figure out how to fix it, but if they should be able to network this stuff, net this stuff out, get it out of the system. And they never used to penalize people. They would just fix it and go, well, ha, 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 you can't beat us. We've got a greatest algorithm, whatever. But now they're, I don't know. To me, it's almost like they're lazy. Like, we're just going to penalize people for doing this. We won't bother trying to fix the algorithm with it. We will over time, but it's not as urgent.
I think last December, or maybe even earlier than that, there was a Barry did a post about something Matt said on his site, where basically one of their strategies right now is basically to scare the pants off of black hats. So the idea is that
break their spirits.
They make it so difficult for a black hat to do anything black hat. That they'll just stop trying. Eventually, they can get to the point where people stop trying to game the system as much as they are. and I think that's why they've aggressively started going after these kind of things, started, you know, penalizing and being much more public about the penalties, not only on the news sites, but within Webmaster Tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and breaking their spirits is how you put it.
Breaking spirits, that's what it was, yeah.
And, exactly. Anyway, it's... I can live with all this. I mean, it's whatever. It's what it is. It is what it is. But the one thing that never ceases to piss me off is when the innocents get caught in the mix. And yeah. I've had a few. And
my opinion on this is the innocents getting caught in this is Anne's fault. Anne is smart. We know she knows what she was doing was questionable. She knows it was in the gray side of things. It was gray hat. You know, she had convinced herself and her community that we are doing the right thing, but she knew that this kind of activity is going to be frowned upon on Google. And not only did she not talk to these people, these innocents, about that this could be a problem, she forced them into it by making the do follows a requirement to be part of the community. So I kind of blame Anne for that, not so much the innocents.
Yeah, well, and I didn't just mean in her in that situation. I meant any algorithmic slap, you know, anyway.
That's true. It can be heavy-handed across the board, but it's mostly because people get involved in things they shouldn't, and the problem is it's so hard to know what to get involved with and not to, because this is what we're talking about. My blog guests look like a perfectly reasonable solution to somebody not really in touch with Google's feelings, so to speak. you know, for a novice, it looked like a great solution. Mm-hmm. And there should have been some kind of, in my mind, there should have been some kind of education to those people. And a lot of times the people that get caught up in that just because they're not educated, and a lot of times it's not their fault they're not educated. Which is why I agree with you. It's a pain, you know, and it's sad for these companies that get caught unaware.
It is. And, you know, one of the things we should discuss is, you know, we've been all about what's happening, and, you know, heck, some of the people that use it could be listening. What should people do to find a good place to guest post? My first thought is Google Communities. Those communities are powerful. Very powerful. I mean, look, SEO 101's, I mean, I love it. I wouldn't say it's uber powerful, but it's definitely got its huge power points. But I mean, there are specific communities out there that are 10, 15,000, even more strong. And some of them are garbage, quite frankly. But ones that, the one I'm particularly speaking of is the interior design community, which blows my mind. It is almost 15,000, if not more, strong now. And
It is so well organized, thanks to Laurie Lazier and the rest of the moderator team. I count myself one of the moderators, but I'm not certainly one of the organizers that some of these people do. So much work.
Yeah, so you'll moderate them, but not ours. Good. I'm glad to know that.
Oh, yeah. I try. got a new business going for that one now, so it's busy. And they're flying me around. So.
Well, there you go. Well, that's a good reason. so you better not post there, though, because that would be a sponsored guest post. If they're flying you around, they're paying you to fly around places to places.
No,
I don't know.
Brother.
but literally, that's when you ask the question, how do you find good places to get guest posts? A, network individually. Using these kind of services and networks are probably, from this point forward, you know, and probably previously, going to get you in trouble. Network personally. Make sure that if there is any kind of compensation, whether it be a flight to Vegas or, you know, $100, don't talk about it in public to anybody. Make it between you guys only. I mean, heck, I'd go as far as, you know, call them on the phone and talk, and don't use Gmail. You know, you know, just keep it as undercover as you can. But the best solution is, do the guest posting for exposure, for traffic, not for Google juice. Protect yourself. Make sure that the links are nofollowed in your posts. Make sure the links you include in your posts are valuable to the readers, not self-serving, right? Make sure it adds value and it's nofollowed, and you can guest post all over the world and it will make a difference. You can get all the exposure you want if you can get people to publish you. If you follow those two rules, you'll be good.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a couple other points, but I think we need to take another break. So when we get back, we're going to talk about a couple more points about how to use communities in this case to leverage connections and networking.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrand.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Business is changing, and new marketing avenues are opening up every day. WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show that brings you the innovators and trendsetters taking us to a new age of marketing, media, and social business strategy. Market Edge with Glenn Engler. On demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, one thing and I mentioned just before the break was about the communities, and I think I might have not had a chance to really explain it. It wasn't that writing on the communities was going to help you. I mean, okay, to a degree, maybe it does. But what I was talking about was using it to network and find people that are like, maybe they have their own blog, maybe they're whatever, and they're in those cases, you make the friends you need to get the connections that will allow you to do guest blogging. Perhaps they like what you're talking about. They're of like mind, and they happen to have their own blog. And they're like, hey, do you want to contribute to mine? You can even put out there, I'm willing to contribute to blogs. No follow links are fine. Just want to get out there and get my expertise in the front line.
Yep. And that's great, because that's a really good point, because people that are involved in Google Plus, and if they have their own blogs, the odds are pretty good. They're also involved in authorship, and they've got authorship markup mm-hmm. on their sites. So if you're doing guest blogging, you know, there's a good chance you're going to get that additional benefit from, you know, increasing your own authorship authority. And, you know, once author rank starts actually kicking in, my guess sometime this year, that'll be really helpful to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you think that's going to play out, by the way?
Author rank?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be one of those things that they're not going to talk about. They're not going to say that, okay, we've instituted author rank, but somebody's going to start measuring and monitoring and doing tests, and we're going to see that, yeah, it's actually starting to have an impact. And it's going to happen sometime this year, I think. I think they're about at the point where they're ready to start doing that.
Yeah, and I think Matt Cutts even said that there are places where they're testing it, whether or not it's on different servers or whatever, but they are working on it. And it has even been applied in certain places, but not where you would expect. And he was very vague, as usual.
But yeah.
The one thing that is, yeah, as usual. But
I picture him being at home, and his wife says, what do you want for dinner? And he'll be like, whatever you want.
It's so true. Yes. Whatever you want, honey.
Yeah,
just maybe not what we had last week. No. Now, where was I at? See, you made me lose.
Sorry.
My... Oh,
see, God. I haven't made you lose thought training. Like, what is it? Much? You've had all this time to be on thought the whole show. It's about time that you get a little bit of interruption here and there.
It's not good today, though. I just need a little bit, and I'm derailed completely. Well, see, in the other shows, I just had lots of pauses. Poor people. Anyway, I was like, anyways, no, it's been fun. It's been fun trying to keep it going. And you know, you certainly get a lot more jammed in there when you're just talking about yourself.
I don't know if I could do it. I really, really respect you for being able to do that all these times, because I don't know if I could do, I don't know if I could do a show by myself. That would be so tough. So I respect that. I appreciate what you went through.
Thanks. It's been, like I say, it's been fun at times, and I'm really enjoying doing these hangouts on air. I'm going to do another one next week with Janice Mansfield. She is known as kind of like the gluten queen, gluten-free queen, I guess you'd say, on Google Plus. She's got over 1.5 million followers.
Wow.
And fantastic lady. She happens to live nearby where I am here. And we just started chatting recently. And I'm fascinated to find out how, you know, this whole ride she's experienced and you know, the estimates or the impact it's had from the search engine perspective and Google Plus. The whole thing's fascinating.
Awesome. Yeah. Can I join?
Of course. I just don't know when you're available. So I just book it. And if you can come, that'd be great.
Yeah. I never know when I'm available either, so I feel you.
I figure we'll never get it done if I have to make sure. But we're getting back on track, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So any parting thoughts? Because we, you know, better cut the show
short. I do want to say something, because it was kind of funny, because I saw it on Search Engine Roundtable. I mentioned a minute ago that if you're going to do this stuff, if you're going to exchange value for links or whatever, if you're going to get into that game, which I don't recommend doing, but if you do, do it privately. And Perry noticed something on Twitter. T-Mobile and a company called webdesign.org actually had a conversation in public on Twitter about renewing some links that T-Mobile had bought from webdesign.org. And it's like, do you guys not know what you're doing? I think it was somebody who was like a customer service person for T-Mobile who was monitoring their Twitter feed, who had no clue what he was talking about. And this guy from webdesign.org was basically like, well, I'm looking for the person who handles your link buying. And just went on about, well, you guys are up for renewal. It was just a mess. We'll put a link on the Google community to Barry, because he has all the tweets embedded. If you read through it, it's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. But just don't do it in public. You're just asking for trouble. I recommend you don't do it at all, but if you're going to, don't let anybody know.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you just can't hand out brain cells when you want to.
I know. But it was good for a laugh. I have to say
that. It is good, and you know, because it's even more so that it's a laugh, that they're really screwed now. Now it's everywhere.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining me again, John. I'm so glad you can make it.
Thanks for keeping my seat warm, buddy.
Yeah, it's been hard sitting on two seats, but I'm managing.
Now it's time to diet again.
Yes. Oh, tell me about it. Oh, man. So, to our listeners, if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. And, well, have a great week. Remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. At least that's the goal. And I should note that I believe we are switching the time, mostly because we weren't doing any live shows anyway, and just because it's been so busy, and I don't know whether we're going to anymore, frankly. It's just too difficult. But, you know, the odd one will be. So stay tuned. We'll let you know when the new shows will happen, or at least the date. Every week you're going to have them, but the date itself we don't know necessarily yet. So I'll have to talk to Johnny about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I've been dying to say this for a while now. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay! See you guys.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.